Let's turn our attention to one of the most famous Gemaras in the Chanukah Sugyas. Chanukah Sugyas stretched from Daf Chaf Aleph to Daf Chaf Dalet. I hope you guys have already begun to work through a first round through those Gemaras. Very, 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 very pretty Gemaras. I mentioned the other day the Minig Beis Halevi already mentioned, as already in his time being a well-established Minig of Bnei Yeshiva to set aside time over the course of Chanukah to work through these Sugyas at least once. Not sure necessarily going to come up with a couple of ha'aris the way the Beis Halevi did, at least not yet. It's going to take a couple of years. But certainly worth spending time over the course of the next week and a half, working through such gorgeous, gorgeous Gemaras. So let's open for now with one of the most famous of these Gemaras. Braisa, almost halfway down Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, we have a Braisa about the mitzvah of Chanukah. Mitzvah Chanukah. What is the mitzvah of near Chanukah? Mitzvah Chanukah near Ishu Beiso. The core mitzvah is one light per household. A mahadrin, if you want to add hidur mitzvah, so then instead of one per household, ner l'chol echad v'yachad. One ner per person. And then, if you want mahadrin, min mahadrin, you want to be a super mahadir, will be the mitzvah min ha-muvchar, I believe the language Rambam uses, will be the most ideal format of all. The most ideal format of all, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that the most ideal format of all is varying by the day. They disagree about the details. Beis Shammai omrim, yom rishon madlik shmona, mikan ve'elech pochus v'holich. You start with 8 the first night, 7 the second night, all the way down to 1 the last night. Beis Hillel omrim, yom rishon madlik achas, mikan ve'elech mosif v'holich. What we're familiar with, you start with one the first night, two the second night, and you're mosif v'holich. You keep adding every night. So again, the core mitzvah is one per night per household. Hider mitzvah would be one per person, one per night per person. And mahadrin min mahadrin is that you're varying by the night. Instead of the same number of neiros every night, each night is different. Beis Shammai say pochus v'holich. Beis Hillel say most of holich. And the Gemara gets into discussion of what's the logic behind most of holich, what's the logic behind pochus v'holich. Are there models elsewhere in halacha for having a mitzvah that you add one every night, that every day you subtract one every day? Okay. Now there's a famous machlokas Rishonim about these three levels, and then there's a less famous machlokas that the Brisker Rav sensitizes us to. Famous machlokas runs as follows. Take a look at Tosfos. About mahadrin, min mahadrin. Right? We said that the most basic mitzvah is one per night. So let's say you have a family of 10 people, Rambam's example. So the most basic mitzvah is that every night in their window there's a one there. Or Le Pesach Besan, right? On the left side, you pass by their door, and on the right side, on the front door, there's a mezuzah. On the left side, there's one ner. That's if they're doing the Ikar mitzvah. If they're doing Mahadrin, how many neiros are going to be outside the door? 10 people. 10. Good. And how about if it's the second night of Hanukkah and they're Mahadrin and a Mahadrin? Oh, so Tosfos says, that's what I have guessed. Tosfos says, Nira Lari. The Ri held, great-grandson, Rabbi Yitzchak of Dampierre, one of the greatest, most famous of Bali Atosos, great-grandson of Rashi, a nephew and a Talmud of Rabbi Natam. Nira Lari, the Ri holds, Beishamai u'beisilel lo kaimi ela nerishu beisa. The machlokas beishamai beisilel. In other words, mahadrin and mahadrin is modifying the core nerishu beisa. Shekein yesh yoser. In other words, it's going to be not two per person. It's going to be two per household. And then the eighth night, it's not going to be eight per person. It's going to be eight per household. Either Tosfos holds. Either you do the mahadrin, which is per person, or you do mahadrin and mahadrin, which is per night, but not per person. Even though there are 10 people in the house, The Rehu holds the first night you light one, that's it. Second night you light two, that's it. Third night you light three, that's it. Not 10, 20, 30. Why? Shekein, yesh yoser hiddur. That way there's more of a hiddur. Why? The ikka hekeira kishemosu v'holech o mechaser. That way it's clearer, it's distinct and evident that you're growing or subtracting, according to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai. Shehu keneged yama nechnas yotzin. If you have, you just light 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 per household, or for Beis Shammai, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 per household, so then it's very evident that the change from night to night has to do with the nights of Hanukkah. So there's a sense of process, the sense of progress, the sense of movement over the course of Hanukkah. And Tosus feels that that needs to be nikar. We need to notice that. Perhaps, apparently Tosus thinks that that's a greater persumer nisan, to see that there's some sense of process and progress. Aval, there's a dynamic within the nis. Aval im osa ner l'chalecha, but if you're going to have a ner per person, mahadrin, and on top of that you want to multiply ner l'chalecha v'echad by Yama Nechnasim Yama Yotzim, then Tosus says, I feel Yosef Mikan Ve'elach, even if the first night you had 10, the second night you have 20, Leke Hekera, there's no way to, it's not Nikar. It is true that you're lighting per night a different, you are multiplying by the number of the night, by X, by N, but no one can tell. Leke Hekera, it's not evident, it's not evident. People may think that's the number of people in the house. How do I know that's changing from night to night? The first night was two, the second night is four, the third night is six. Does that mean that there's two people in the house every night? First night was one per person, two per person, eight per person. Maybe more guests show up. More people, more kids came home. They came home for Shabbos Hanukkah. Now there are more people in the house. It's hard to know. The Tosfos says, Tosfos says that again. That pshat in mahadrin mina mahadrin is that it replaces mahadrin. You don't do both mahadrin and mahadrin mahadrin. According to Tosfos, you do one or the other. You could do mahadrin, which would be to light per person, but the same number every, no matter what night it is, it's one per person. Or says Tosfos, forget about per person. Do the mahadrin mina mahadrin per household, but the number of the night for. For Beis Hillel it's N, and for Beis Shammai it's going to be, right, exactly. It's going to be 9 minus 10. Right. So, right, 8, 1 to 8, 8 to 1, but you're cutting out, for Tosfos, the per person. It's one or the other. And why? Tosfos said, a chiddush, that the need for hekera. It's the goal. The value of the most of a holach is that people can see the most of a holach. Interesting idea. Again, like I said before, mistamatosis means that there's a greater persume nisa and seeing that it's a dynamic nisa and seeing that there's process, seeing that there's motion. Okay. Which Rishon disagrees famously with Tosis in this? Which Rishon says that you do mahadim and mahadim means do both? Who says it? The Rambam. Let's take a look at the Rambam side. Instructive Rambam. I mentioned the last thing we were working on. The Rambam has two prakim in Hilchas Chanukah, Paragimel, Paragdalad, prakim alpha made in Hilchas Megillah, Paragimel, Dalad, Hilchas Chanukah. We mentioned last time for the Rambam, Halal Vahoda is Halal and Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. Those become the two core mitzvahs Rabbanon, the two core mitzvahs, and therefore the organizing principles of Hilchas Chanukah. So one Paragimel is about Halal. And then the next parak, Parak Dal, is about Ner Chanukah. So here we go. Parak Dal begins. Parak Dal l'cha'alot. Kama neir sumadlik b'chanukah. You have to light Ner's Chanukah. How many? So he says, mitzvasa, the mitzvah is, kol bayis to bayis madlik ner echad. Every household lights one. Doesn't matter how many people. Doesn't matter whether it's someone living alone or there are many people in the household. V'hamahaderes ha-mitzvah, if you wanted to add a hidur, madlik neiros kiminyan anshe ha-bayis. Ner echad yechad. You light according to the number of people in the house. One near per person. Bein anashim, bein nashim. Both men and women, because after all, the Gemara says later on, the Chanukah sugyas, Chanukah is one of the mitzvahs to which we apply the notion of af hein hayu ba'osa ha'nes. since women were very much a part of the story of Hanukkah, Rishonim discussed what has to do with the fact that women were at risk as much as men, or that women were actively a part of the Yeshua. But either way, therefore the mitzvah Ner Hanukkah applies to women, despite the fact Ner Hanukkah is a mitzvah seishas man grama. Mishnah in the first parak Kiddushin says, normally the rule is mitzvah seishas man grama, women are pturos, but there are many exceptions to that rule. And several of those exceptions are because of the logic of Afein Hoi Be'os Hanes. So here's an exception. Ner Chanukah applies to both men and women. Okay, so if you have five people in your household, two men, the three women, Ram says you're going to be lighting five Neiros every night. That's Mahadrin. And Mahadr Yester Alzeh, you can be Mahadr even more. Va'osa, here's that language. Va'osa mitzvah mina muvchar. You're doing the mitzvah in the choicest, most ideal fashion. Mahadr mina Mahadrin. Madlik ner lechal echad ve'echad b'alayel harishon. Mosif v'holeh b'chalayel v'lad ner echad. You would light one per person the first night, and then add as the nights go on. And he says very clearly, l'achabez, that means if you have 10 people in the house, first night you're lighting 10. The first b'layel rishon madlik asar neros b'layel sheni esrim until at the end nimtza madlik b'layel shmini shmonim neros. You had eight people in the household by the last night of Hanukkah. By Zayis Hanukkah, you had 80 neros. Okay, now very clearly machlokas Tosis and Rambam over what? Over how you define mahadrin min hamahadrin. Is mahadrin min hamahadrin multiplied by the mahadrin, or is it in place of the mahadrin? The Rambam says multiplied by the mahadrin. Tosis says no, it's in place of. Tof. Happens to be, take a look in Shulchan Aruch, you see something remarkable. Halacha Beis, Tarf Reish Ayinaf Halacha Beis, Kamaneros Madlik. So Shulchan Aruch assumes that you're doing Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. He jumps right away into Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, which itself is interesting. And he says, Laila Rishna Madlik Echad, Mikan Ve'elach Mosav HaHolech, HaChepelel HaAchon Yushmona. Afilu, so first night, 1, 2, 3, all the way to 8. Afilu im Ravim Bnei Abayis L'Adliku Yosef. Even if there are many people, you don't like more than that. The Shulchan Aruch, Maran HaMechaber, Yosef Kar, the Sephardi, is quoting whom? Tosus. Right? Rama says, well, V'yesharim T'kol Echem Bnei Abayis Yavlik. V'chein HaMinig Pashat. But some say that everyone should like, even though you're doing Mahadrin Bnei Mahadrin as well, V'chein HaMinig Pashat, that is a widespread Minig. Widespread in the Ramah's language means widespread among which types of Jews? Ashkenazim. The Bar Heitav has a Ha'ara that this is the only time that he can think of in all of Shulchan Aruch where you have a full flip. That the Mechaber passes like the Tosus and the Ramah passes like the Rambam, despite the fact that usually it's reverse. The Mechaber is very much in the tradition of the Rambam, the Sephardic tradition of Pesach. Ramah is very much in the tradition of the Ashkenazi tradition of Bar Tosus. Sometimes you have a partial flip. And let's say somebody, they both hold like Tosis, both hold like the Rambam. But here you have a full flip. The Mechaber holds like Tosis, and the Rambam holds like the Rambam. There may be one or two other examples. Certainly it's very, very rare. Remarkable. The truth is, the Rambam himself already mentions it. Take a look at Allah, Perek Dal, Allah, Chagim, the Rambam already says, even though I said that you should do both, the Minhag Pashat, B'chol HaRein B'Sfarad, the common widespread practice throughout Spain is exactly what the Mechaber quoted. To follow Tosus, to do only per night, but not per person. Okay. So that's a machlokas over what? That's a machlokas over how you understand Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. But there's also a subtle point that the Rambam is making about Mahadrin, about Ner Lechal Echad Ve'Echad. And what is somewhat surprising, and you look at the Ramah, the Briskerov points out, it seems to be, although the Ramah is passing like the Rambam, he's not fully passing like the Rambam. He is passing like the Rambam in terms of how the Rambam understands most of Aholech, Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, that you do both most of Aholech and Ner Lechal Echad Ve'Echad, but he disagrees with the Rambam on what point? On what point anyone hasn't spoken yet? Yeah? Who hasn't spoken yet? Barak? What do you mean? The Rambam says you do the amount of people in the household times a night, and the Rambam says also. Right? Take a look at Halacha Beis. Asara. 10 people, imagine a household of 10 people. First night, madlik asara neros. The second night, 20. Third night, 30. Achinimsa madlik, bilel shmini shmon neros. Until it turns out that the last night, you are lighting, he is lighting 80 neros. Rama says, Yesharim dechol echam b'nei b'ayisala. Each person in the house should light. Coop.
It sounds like from the Rambam that it's just a requirement to have a certain amount of neros. You have 80 neros. But the Rama is saying, no, they have to be put in a mako miyuchad.
Okay, I have to put them in a mako miyuchad.
They have to be separated. They're not just one unit of
80. Not just one unit of 80. You're going to have 10 different sets of 8. Good, 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 good. What else? Snow? What do you want to say? Give me a twist. What's your twist? Tell me something about the first line of the Rama. Where's this coming from? The fact that each one's in a separate place. Oh, Hekera. Okay, good, good, good. The Rama is concerned with the problem of Hekera. That's a very good point, right? The Rama is accepting that part of Tosus. That's not going to help a lot. Says Nikar. So Rama seems to have figured out a solution. Solution, that's with Marami Prague. He's quoting from the Marami Prague. Solution is Tosus. Tosus is worried if we're going to do both Nechav Echad and the most of the Holech. We're not going to be able to see the most of the Holech. The answer is have separate sets of Neros. And by the way, that may have to do with whether you're lighting Al Pesach Habayis or not. If you're lighting Al Pesach Habayis, so it's hard to have, there isn't that much space to play with. If you're lighting in windows or on the table inside the house, then you have more makomos miyuchadim to pick. Okay. But let's go back. Let's go back to the question of what does the mahadran itself mean? You were touching on something. Yeah? Yeah?
Maybe if there needs to be enough candles for each person, or if each person needs to light their own.
Ooh, which I think is what you guys were already touching on, right? Is that the Rama says, "Kol echem bnei bayis." Yeah, look, each one of the people lights. The Rambam said, strangely, "Be'leila rishon madlik asar neros." He lights 10. The second night, the third night, the fourth night, the eighth night, he like madlik. He lights 80 neros. And that was the language throughout. Even you go back to Alachalt. Hamahadus HaMitzvah, Madlik Neros, he will light Neros, Kiminyan Anshe HaBayis. According to the number, that's what you were saying before? So I'm sorry if I didn't understand. Sorry if I didn't understand. Right? The Rambam, in addition to saying the Chiddush that I understood you were saying before, in terms of Mahadran and Mahadran, right? He's also making a point that when we understand Neocha Echa V'Echa, the Mahadran, Rambam says, doesn't mean that each person lights. It's just a number. Instead of lighting one, light 10. You have 5 people light off, light 5. The Iker Mitzvah is light 1. Instead, you should light 5. But how many people do the lighting? Uno. Only one person doing lighting. Whether it's Iker Mitzvah, obviously, only one person doing lighting, or Mahadran. And therefore, Mahadran and Mahadran is going to be the same thing. Only one person does the lighting. Now, here's the strange thing. Those Tosfos feels that Mahadran and Mahadran, only one person does the lighting because we drop the whole concept of Nerech Lechav Yechad. The Rambam says we do Nerech Lechav Yechad. But here's the point. That's what I was saying before. The Machlokas, Rambam and Tosfos, the first Machlokas is over how you understand the Mahadran and the Mahadran. But the second, subtler Machlokas, is over how you understand Mahadran. What do you mean by Nerech Lechav Yechad? A Ner for each person. So Rambam says, it means each person should light. Each person should light one, each person should light N, whatever it is. Rambam said, no. You never have multiple people lighting. You only have one person lighting. It's just a question of how many. Now, you have Machlokas Rambam Rama, how to read a line in the Gemara. They have a brayse that says, Mahadra Neelcha Lecha V'Yachad. So the Rama and Rama are both looking at that line in the Gemara and ask themselves, what's pshat? So let me ask you. We were talking about asking oneself this sort of question the other day. What's the Muskel Rishon? If you didn't, what would be sort of a priori? You look at this before you look at the Rishonim. What would you have thought before you knew anything? You just open a Gemara, you say, Ner l'chol echav yachad. What would you have guessed that means? Yeah, what do you say, Snow?
Ner, just as a ner for each person, you say that each person is the
light. Okay, so what would you have thought? So Snow says he would have thought, prima facie, a priori, Muskel Rishon is, it means, what person is doing light? Okay. Yeah. What do you say?
Say it otherwise.
Yeah.
Now,
there's no reason for one person to be lighting.
Okay.
Any purpose of the mitzvah would have to be individual.
Ooh, so one thing we're hearing so far is that in terms of the language, it could be you could read it either way. It could be it's hard to know whether it means one way or the other way. The language maybe goes either way. You're also raising the question of purpose. Yeah. Do you want to say Barak?
Like, obviously, you could read it either way. You're saying, Ner, the whole Echad, the Echad, which would imply that each person likes one, or Ner, the whole Echad, the Echad, is the Baal HaBayis, likes the canvas.
Oh, okay. So Snow and Barak are raising the question of the language, and Lechora, the language, maybe you could go either way. Either one is a reasonable read in terms of the language. The language can easily, Lechora can easily be Sovel, either saying, the Rambam's approach, it's a number of nears that one person is lying, or Rambam's approach that each person is lying. So if the language works either way, what you certainly want to ask yourself is, well, if I look at this language, I can interpret one of two ways. So I'd probably ask myself, well, what's the logic behind it? What's the svarish of the davar? Why, put it differently, why is this a hidur? What made me say that this is the ikar mitzvah of ner halacha, ner ishu beiso, but it will be a hidur to do ner halacha b'yafa. So you have to ask yourself, well, why? Why is that better? Where is the hidur? Why is it better to have one per person as opposed to just one per household? So it could be a stam, it's just more. Okay. Could be more the merrier. Yeah. So one possibility is the more the merrier. X instead of one. Yeah? What else would you suggest? Why might it be a hidder? Either this is because it's more quantity, or mitzvah yosef v'shulcha.
The pearson ha'nes is greater.
Pearson ha'nes is greater because?
There's more people.
More people involved. More people involved. And people are personally involved in doing the mitzvah. Yeah.
It could be a bigger person, maybe if there's more candles, more light, more people are going to wander over and say, why are there like 40 candles burning in the door?
Okay. So either it's a question of raw numbers, or it's a question of getting more people involved in doing the mitzvah. What are you going to say? Popper, did you say something? No? Is that a hand? Oh. So you look at this and you ask yourself, well, why do you have the Echad V'Echad? So, but the reason why you would... That what you hope to gain, or one of the things you hope to gain by asking yourself, what's the Muskel Rishon? Asking yourself, well, what would I have guessed, looking at this Gemara without seeing the Rishonim? What you gain, or one of the things you gain by asking yourself that question, is to, if after some rumination, it becomes clear that the natural default would be to say one Mahalach, then you have to ask yourself, why does the other Rishon disagree? What prompted him to say it the other way? The Brisker Rav looks at this Gemara, and says, look, it's certainly possible, well, let me elaborate on what he says in a much briefer format. Let's elaborate on what he says, unpack what he says, and tie in a number of the threads the fellows just mentioned. It's certainly possible that hidur is just the more the merrier, right? As he said, to have five nairs is better than one nair, certainly be more visible, be more noticeable. It'll be even stranger looking, and it'll just be more evident and more obvious, more eye-catching. At the same time, why you still have to ask yourself, if it's just about more, so, okay, but then why would the number that Chazal would pick be docked for the number of people in the house? I just say more. You just say, light as many as you can. Oil is expensive. There are times in history when oil was expensive, so whatever you can afford, put out. 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, whatever you can do. Or make up a number, I don't know, 10, 8. 8's a good number, 8's a Hanukkah number. Why? If there were five sons of Matisyahu, 39 imamins, why daf with a number of people? Now, right, so you have to ask yourself that. Now, if you say that there is a principle, the Gemara has the beginning of the second pair of Kiddushin, Mitzvah Yosem Rishlucha. That's more ideal, often, than I do a mitzvah myself if I can, rather than having someone else do it on my behalf. Personal involvement in mitzvah enhances mitzvah. That's a global principle in mitzvahs. It's better to be personally involved in Shabbos preparation than just letting other people take care of it. The Gemara says it's better to show up to your own wedding, to give your your kala ring yourself instead of sending a shliach for a wide variety of reasons. Not exactly the most romantic to send a shliach. There were times in Jewish history when romantic wasn't always an option. If, you know, before modern communication, before modern transportation, it might not always be on. They have no choice. But certainly, both from a romantic standpoint and from a halachic standpoint, mitzvah bo yosim v'shlucho. So we know there's such a principle. So look at this. If you know, if you have that in your back pocket, and you look at this guy and say, oh, no, echad echad, yeah. I mean, we could all be yotzeh with a single hadlaka, but wouldn't it be nicer if you did your own, and you did your own, and you did your own, and I did my own. Now echad echad echad. So the language is so well both. The svara, you could say svara either way, but certainly the specifics of why would the number be per person definitely seems offhand logically more appealing to say, oh, there's a good reason why adopt for the number of people, because it's not just a random number, each person lights one. Instead of the household lighting one, each person lights one. But then you have to ask yourself, 1 second, so here we go. So once you have a sense of muskel rishon, and one could dispute it, but Skirav takes looks at us and says muskel rishon is the derech hamelech. The smoother way to read this brisa is to say nechad echad, means each person lights, especially being aware of the global principle from elsewhere in Shas that mitzvah bo yosim v'shlucho. So that seems like the most obvious, evident, smoothest way to explain all the evidence, to explain that line in the Gemara. So then you have to ask yourself 1 second. I understand whether Ramah said what he said. What you need to ask yourself is, what would have prompted the Rambam to say otherwise? Now, as some of you guys said, the Rambam is not indefensible. Certainly, we understand there is a hidder added pirsum haneis in having more. But that's not the smoothest way to read the Gemara. It seems like there's a more obvious way to read the Gemara, which is mitzvah yosim v'shlucho. So what would have prompted the Rambam? You have to add that way to describe it. What prompted the Rambam to ignore Ramah? If I'm a Rishon, I'm looking at a Gemara, there are two ways to go. I can use interpretation A or B, and A seems more ideal, and you have a Rishon who chose B. So you have to ask yourself, why did he choose B? What did the Rambam not like about the Ramah? Seems like it's a Derech HaMelech that would have prompted him to say, no, I have to say instead of the other Peshaw, which is a little more difficult. Again, as you said, it's certainly defensible, but still, it seems a little awkward to choose that Peshaw. What didn't he like about the Ramah? So that's where we're going to be heading in just a couple of moments. But first, there are some questions. I've run you away very patiently for a very long time.
Who the Rambam and the Ramah say, which one says more candles per simanes, and which one says more people lighting per simanes?
The Rambam just says, Rambam says you always have only one person lighting. I think that's the usual Sephardic practice. Right? Say my name as well? Right? One person lights. That's Minig Highland Park?
One person lights per ink,
yeah. One person, right. So the Sephardic approach is one person, that's right, it's a phalatosis. Correct. But the Tamani approach is how many does one person lights how many?
One person lights
for the So one Chanukiah. Okay. The Rambam himself apparently lit according to the number of people at home. So let's say that at the point in his life when he had a wife and son, so the first night he lit 3, the second night he lit 6, and the third night until the 8th night he lit 24. The Rambam himself lit a mass of 24 candles, right? As opposed to the Ramah, who says Ashkenazi practice, what you do, what I do, which is each person lights 1, each person lights 2, each person lights 8. Good?
So why does according to the Rambam, why does that mean you can't have everybody light the menorah anyways? If they want to, what's wrong with that?
That's a great question. That's exactly what we're asking. Why does the Rambam not say like the Ramah? I'm saying one person's lighting. What is that? What's driving that? It's exactly what we want to do. It's exactly why the Rambam, Biskarov says, in order to figure this out, in order to solve this mystery of what the Rambam saw as problematic with the Ramah seems to us to be so smooth, Derech HaMelech. And certainly if you're an Ashkenazi, a typical Ashkenazi family, so it's a Derech HaMelech because that's what we're used to doing. But aside from the fact that it might be just be comfortable, like, why the Rama? That's so funny. Like, isn't it obvious? Well, it's obvious because that's what I do. But there's more than that. Logically, there's a concept of mitzvah yosim yishlucho, and that explains why not just it's a question of doing more, but specifically the number is b'chol echad v'echad. Well, according to the Rambam, it's hard to understand why Chazal picked dafka that number. So what prompted the Rambam to reject the Rama's approach? But Rav says to do that, we're going to need to look elsewhere. We're going to need to look at hiddur mitzvah from the world of Mila. But first, some more questions. Freiken.
What's the cash on the Rambam? You're basically saying that, like, any number that multiplies would technically work. So then, what's the cash that, like, is some other number qualitatively better to use, that it should have used this other multiplier? Or, like, what's the question there?
I'm not sure. It certainly seems unusual. I'm not sure where else. We do have notions elsewhere in halacha of using a certain number of things. Using three hadassim and two aravas, and either two or three matzahs, and two during the year you have two loaves for lacha mishnah. And so the number of karbanos musafim, something that the Gemara here itself quotes. You do certainly find throughout halacha a number of strings for tzitzis. You find such a notion of sometimes chepze mitzvah require a certain number of items. I'm not sure. Do you ever find elsewhere that it sort of a number that's situationally defined in this way? It seems like there's certainly number one, the Chazal, the principle, the called tikkun rabbanan came to raise the tikkun. That when Chazal created these rabbanan, they just create them out of whole cloth. They sought as much as possible to adopt and adapt patterns that already exist by mitzvah d'oraisa and apply them here. And to give a simple example, Tchum Shabbos is a 2,000 amos. That is most likely d'rabbanan. We possibly that's right. Machlokes Tanam. Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 amos d'rabbanan. Maybe 12 times as much as d'oraisa, but 2,000 amos d'rabbanan. Where did Chazal get 2,000 amos from? Seems like a random number. So the truth is, if you open a chumash, there's a very rare din d'oraisa that has not applied in a couple thousand years that involves 2,000 amos. Look at the psukim that talk about the halachas of the Ari Halavim. You move into Eretz Yisrael, do a haluka sa'aretz, and you set aside 40 samad cities for the Levim. It says in the Chumash that there are halachas that apply to the Ari Halavim themselves, to the cities. There are also halachas that apply to Migrishayhem, the area, umadosem, for those who are Balei Kriya. Right, and what's unique by the way about that pasuk?
That it's got
the Kanepara and the Yeah, alright, the only Erech when Yom I think there are 16 throughout Tanakh.
And the only
Kanepara. And those two always go together. Kanepara, Erech when Yom, right? The Torah says you have to measure 2,000 Amos to the north, west, east, south, measure 2,000 Amos all around, and the 2,000 Amos vicinity, radius around the city, has certain specific dinim that the Chumash talks about. Beyond 2,000 Amos, that has no special identity. But the area that's within 2,000 Amos of the city limits has special rules of Migrishay Ari Halavim, what you can and can't do there. So you see a din d'oraisa, a rare, obscure din d'oraisa, but a din d'oraisa that there's a special identity given to all the spots that are within 2,000 amos of the city. So Chazal putting together din d'rabbanan, Tchum Shabbos, to say, oh, here we have a model d'oraisa. There's already a category, a concept d'oraisa of the 2,000 amma neighborhood of the city. So it applies in Atar Bar Arlavim, applies in Drabbanah when they make up Tchum Shabbos. So you have to ask yourself, Chazal created Din Drabbanah, they created the Hidden Mitzvah. Where would they have gotten this from? Usually you have a number. They should have chosen a number. Iker Mitzvah is 1, Hidden Mitzvah is 7, 8, I don't know. A lot of numbers. A lot of numbers are meaningful in general. A lot of numbers are meaningful specifically in Hanukkah. Number one just seems awkward. It could be, okay, but it seems funny. And particularly since the other approach is A, is not funny at all, and B, fits with something global that we know. Also, it's not just saying, even if I had a specific number, stop, okay, more is more. Okay, maybe. But this, it's not just how more is more. More is more visible. Same, visible also mishlucho, that we know, that's a klal in halacha. It's not a chiddush that we know already. So we're applying here. Okay, that's very mistaken. So if I couldn't say that, okay, so I would say, I have a gemara with a new din. But I have two options. I can either say we know a cloud from elsewhere in Shas, that's what's going on here, Gevaldik, or I don't know, some new hit, they're not really sure why. Okay, it's more where they got this number from. The whole thing is certainly compared to what you could say, even though the Rambam isn't shver, it certainly isn't the most ideal approach. As I was saying before, it's not indefensible. You guys definitely defended. I can understand the svarash of a davar, but what I don't understand is why is it better? Why is this the best approach? The Rambam's approach has a lot going for it. What does Rambam have going for it? So the Brisk Rav says, well, if we look at the sheets of the Rambam elsewhere, we may get an inkling of why the Rambam, Lishitaso, couldn't say the Rambam's approach. But that way you need to search. Looks like you have more questions. So let's take some more questions now. Shir is going to take until 12:10. So let's take some more questions. We'll wrap up the questions. Then Richam, next time, which is Thursday, we'll continue the sugya. And we'll go elsewhere. We'll go into Hilchos Mila, we'll go into Chashashir, and we'll develop a broader, deeper sense of Hiddur Mitzvah, and specifically the Rambam Shita Hiddur Mitzvah. Then the Brisk Rav says, now then we'll be able to come back to our sugya equipped with more perspective and able to understand why the Rambam in particular, the Rambam's approach was not ideal. Yeah, it is.
So, isn't the only real difference between the Ramad and the Rambam two lights? Because the amount of candles would be the same either way. If you had...
Correct, they're arguing over who does the light. Unlike Machlokas Tosas and Rambam, the Machlokas Ramon Rambam, which we're focused on, is Machlokas really about Mahadran. It happens to apply when you're doing Mahadran Mahadran also, but it's not about the most of the whole. It's about how you interpret Nerucha Echad Yechad, and it's not a question of how many you're lighting. Right, it is a question of who's doing all that lighting.
So why do we keep questioning the Rambam so much about why he's choosing to base the number off of the amount of people in the house?
Because that's artificial. If you're telling me the hiddur is everyone should light, so Mamela, everyone should light. So Mamela, the number of lights you're going to end up with is the number of people. But that's al achar hamasa. For the Ramad, the point is the hiddur is everyone should light on their own. Don't just have one, don't rely on someone else, do it yourself. So I understand that very well. But to tell me the hiddur is light more than one, instead light according to the number of people in the house. I mean, okay.
Can we say that it's somewhat rooted in the same idea of having candles for each person in the house? Question. But the thing is, for whatever reason, the head of the household has to light for everyone.
Oh, okay. So now you're beginning to work towards an approach. And the question is, for whatever reason, what's the reason? Why is the Rambam allergic to saying that everyone lights in the room? Isn't that? Rambam certainly does accept the notion of mitzvah yosim mishlucho. So how come it broke down here? Right? Now you're beginning to structure things. Rambam is saying he's trying to say as much of this as he can without running into some problem. We need to look elsewhere. From looking here alone, Briskrav says there's no more evidence. We're kind of dry. But if we look elsewhere, so then we'll divrei Torah, as Chazal say, divrei Torah. I think Chazal said this commenting in the pasuk, "Mimercha k'tavi lachmo." Sometimes she brings, in Neshas Chayel, she brings bread from afar. The Gemara comments, oh, that clock is slow. Divrei Torah, ani l'malkam echad v'ashir l'malkam echad. Sometimes divrei Torah are impoverished in one place and wealthy elsewhere. You might have a sugya here that not everything is explained. You're looking at different masechta, all of a sudden, you get an insight that you can then bring back to this masechta, to this sugya, and make sense of it. That's why Chazal teaches us how Torah works. It can't always be minei vei. Sometimes you can create a lot of things minei vei. But often, mimercha k'tavi lachmo. Often, divrei niyim makamecha, v'ashir makamecha. This is certainly an example of that. Let me ask you a very quick question, a show of hands. How many, just want to get a sense of where guys are off to in Seder, how many fellows had a chance to work through the Mishnah Kuflam Gilam et al? Great. How many fellows had a chance to work through the Gemara Kuflam Gilam Beis? How many she got a chance to work through the Rambam and Hilchos Mila? And how people were able to figure out what Machlokas Rashi Rambam is Hilchos Mila?
I think so.
Okay, how many saw the Chatzi Shir, the small font in Mar Makomas and Chela Gimel?
No.
Okay, good. Perfect. Good. I both say enjoy your lunch. And we'll see you all tomorrow. And remember, if you're diving here, jump on the bus right afterwards, and we will let them enjoy Divrei Torah, singing, a good time, Simchas Chanukah together.